Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Baltimore County Public Records Portal now accessible via Netter Online. Netter Online provides centralized access to Baltimore County public records, including property tax and assessor information for Maryland. Real estate professionals in MD can streamline due diligence and property research by leveraging this consolidated county records resource. Bookmark 8/publicrecords.nonline.com/state-md-county-baltimore-county for quick access to Baltimore County property and tax records. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Frederick Building Department issues city permits for MD development. The City of Frederick's Building Department, a division of the Engineering Department, manages building permits for the community. Real estate professionals in MD need to route Frederick construction and renovation projects through this office to ensure compliant permitting. Visit http://cityoffrederickmd.com/214-building-permits for permit applications and requirements before starting Frederick projects. Maryland Real Estate Headlines, Maryland Real Estate Agent Commission Rates and City Breakdowns. Calibri Real Estate details average commission rates and city-specific earnings for agents in Maryland. This data helps MD professionals benchmark their income expectations and understand local market variations. Review the full breakdown here, calibrirealestate.com, career-hub/blogs/realestate-inch-commission-maryland, in Marylash. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. MD Realtor commissions average 5.41% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average commission rate in Maryland is 5.41%, below the national average. Maryland real estate professionals can benchmark their own commission structures against this newly published local average. Review the full survey findings at the source URL to see how your rates compare. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. New Maryland Property Record Search Tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com now offers a centralized Maryland property record search covering owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MD can cut due diligence time by accessing multiple property data layers, ownership, encumbrances, and permit history from a single search interface. Bookmark 8biff/maryland.propertychecker.com/ for faster pre-listing and transaction research. Maryland Real Estate Updates. Maryland Real Estate Commission, licensing and regulatory hub for MD professionals. The Maryland Real Estate Commission oversees licensing, regulation, and compliance for real estate practitioners in the state. MD real estate professionals rely on this commission for credentialing, continuing education requirements, and staying in legal compliance. Visit the official MREC portal for licensing updates and regulatory guidance, /labor.maryland.gov/license/MRET/. Maryland Real Estate Updates. Maryland courts issue land records guidance for complex property transfers. The Maryland courts website provides general information about Maryland land records and advises that property transfers can be complicated with potential tax consequences. Real estate professionals in MD need to understand when to recommend clients seek legal or title company assistance for property transfers. Review the guidance at /wmdcourts.gov/legalhelp/landrecords to inform your referral recommendations. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter? And what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently, and what blocks what. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity, intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some MD jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.